Game two, round one, tough loss, but it's the back-to-back Stanley Cup champs, and we weren't going to come out of this series without a loss. I mean, name the last Stanley Cup champion to go 16-0.
Also, there isn't one. Named the last back-to-back Stanley Cup champion to get swept in a series.
That as well. No, I mean, right off the bat, my first beef with this game was the reffing. I just think it was completely one-sided, like the worst I've seen in a long time. I think they were way too involved in the game. And I think, like, the stats speak for themselves. I mean, they had 7 power plays, for fuck's sakes. 7 to our 4. And let me tell you, one of those was a fucking makeup call. But come on, for shit that, like, normal shit that happens in a playoff game. I saw 2 soft calls. The second one on Simmons and the second one on Lyubushkin were both soft as fuck. And there were equal, or if not worse, things that Tampa did that were not called. So that was a bullshit reffing game. And you know what? I really wish they weren't as involved, because that was the problem. Like, the inconsistency. Oh, so Kucherov can cross-check Riley after the whistle, but Simmons can't cross-check Perry when he's running the goalie. Where's the logic there?
But in ref world, that's sound logic, because refs are crazy.
Like, no, refs are all about, that's the thing. This game defeats refs logic as well, because the refs logic is, let's try to make sure that each team has similar power plays. That's ref's logic. But the 7-4 is not even close.
Like, it was 7-3 until like 3 minutes left in the game.
Yeah. And it should be 7-3, because honestly, that last call on point was weak as fuck. And that was a makeup call when it was too late. When it was fucking, like, really, you were calling penalties on the Leafs when it was 5-1. Weak calls too. I'm like, come on, man.
I mean, the second Simmons one was when it was 4-1.
Exactly. But that's it. Like, that should not have been a fucking penalty. Corey was right in Jack's face. Simmons had every right to dump him.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, when I look at the game, sure, the reffing was not good. But, like, the Leafs needed to score on one of those first 2 power plays.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, at the beginning of this game,
we still had 4 power plays and we couldn't convert.
That, like, that first period, we got completely goalied. Like, Vasilevsky played insane. But that, it also didn't help that we were playing, 14 minutes of this game shorthanded. That's a fuckload of time. It's almost an entire period shorthanded.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, well, and that's it. Like, our power play can't get any momentum going because they're never on the fucking ice. You have 4 power plays scattered amongst those 7 penalty kills. Like, that's too many penalties. I'd honestly prefer when they throw the books away, because at least it's on both sides.
That's back-to-back games where the Leafs taking a lot of penalties.
Yes, but I had no problems with the reffing last game. I thought they were fair calls last game. But this was some bullshit.
Yeah, like, and then, I mean, even the comeback still ended up being too little, too late. So, like,
well, that's it. Like, I mean, I hear Leaf fans trying to get excited about that goal. Beauty goal from Kerfoot, beauty play from EJ Brody, but I didn't have it in me to celebrate because I know it's a nothing goal. Same thing for the Michy goal. Great patience, great play, great goal. Ultimately means nothing, because this is playoffs. It doesn't matter if you win fucking 10-1 or 2-1. A win's a win. Like, your goal differential doesn't mean shit. So I don't care that they made it close. I don't care. It doesn't mean anything. You needed to keep it close enough to win. That's all that matters in playoffs. And maybe that still hasn't sunk in for the Leafs, but that's all that matters. I don't care if you score when you're down 5-1. Nobody cares. Nobody should care. One thing I didn't like after Mitchie's goal was doing, I wouldn't be going around the bench celebrating. I would be stone faced going to the bench saying, we got work to do. Let's go.
True.
I don't know. I don't like doing the train celebration on a goal that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me being emotional after a brutal loss, but that's my two cents on it. I don't think that goal's worth celebrating. I don't think any of those goals are worth celebrating. Not until you got within one. If you got within one, that's worth celebrating, but not until then. You were down 5-1, for fuck's sakes.
But even then, that push to get it back to one, the power play let us down again. And it's like, as much as Matthew scored yesterday, he was on a 5-on-3. And other than that, we were still like one for five. So well, like, makes us, what, not 1-for-9 in the series? Versus Tampa went 3-for-7 tonight.
Look at that comparison. We have 9 for the series. They have 7 tonight. That's too many penalties to call in a playoff game ever. 7 is an aggressive number.
Can I just say I feel really bad for Timothy Liljegren? The guy has had 2 like surefire goals just fucking robbed away from him. Like, he had the one game one off the stick that was like we thought was in, but it didn't go fully across the line. And then Vasilevskiy just steals his soul with that glove save. My goodness. It was just,
well,
it was at that point I was like, we might be fucked.
Well, that's what I was saying early on. We were absolutely getting goalied. Like, Vasilevskiy was on his game today. We were all over them in that first period. Like, suffocatingly all over them. But
the Hedman goal,
you could not let in. I knew it. Like, any goal in the last second of a period,
because it gives them energy going into that.
It's lethal. Period.
Then the big save from Vasilevskiy, they go down, make it 2-0, and then, well, and then the parade to the penalty box continued.
Well, that's what infuriated me, is that it just didn't stop. It was one after another. And yes, it's partially bad discipline from the Leafs, but it's also partially bad reffing, because the Leafs are playing as physical as the game demands. And guess what? The Lightning are innocent in this. And to say that they only had 4 infractions in that game is bullshit.
Leafs had 4 in a row and then 3 in a row, whereas Tampa had 2 in a row and then 1-1. So that's pretty shitty.
Yeah, like, really disappointed by the ref's involvement in that game. But at the end of the day, if you're the Leafs, you got to capitalize on those 4 power plays.
And our PK was nowhere near as good as it was in game one.
Not until the third period. Not until they're like, oh shit, we actually need to do something.
They already let in 3 power play goals.
but the other thing is, like, why is it the penalty kill that's doing that?
I don't know.
Why is the penalty kill having that mentality?
I don't know. There's a couple of players that I'm like, we're 2 games in, I kind of expected something from you by now, and there haven't really been. And there were some of the people that were like, they're going to be the difference makers. That's okay, Evan Engvall. Both of them at 5-on-5 have just been blah, especially tonight. Like, that depth is supposed to be the one of the things that push us over. And like, they're not outplaying their level on the other side.
Well, that's fair. I mean, they haven't done a whole lot, either of them, really. I mean, what did Mikheyev have, like 2 shots this game? Like,
yeah, 2 shots, 4 hits, 17 minutes of ice time. And Engvall was -1, 1 hit, 3 shots, 14 minutes of ice time.
I mean, -1 in a 5 goal against game isn't the worst.
I mean, it's the worst on the team, tied with like 4 other players, but it's the worst on the team.
Well, that just means they spread out the love. But it's also tied with Morgan Riley, William Nylander, Andre Kasha, Colin Blackwell. I mean, it's what bothered me a lot was that Kucherov cross check on Riley. Like, Riley just cleared him from the front of the net, and like, after the whistle, cross check, that doesn't get called, but fucking Simmons does. I thought cross checking wasn't a penalty in the playoffs.
They're trying to crack down on it this season.
Oh no, but only for one side.
Well, honestly, one of the big differences between this game and last game was we weren't blocking shots the same way. Like last game, it felt like everyone on the team was blocking shots. And tonight, it felt like it was just the defenseman. And like in a playoff game, that cannot be the case. Lightning had 17 block shots to our 8 tonight. I mean, we had the same amount of shots on goal.
Well, that's if that doesn't tell you anything, that shows you how well the Leafs offense did play, because they had 17 block shots and we still got 34 shots on goal. So that just shows how much Vasilevsky played a factor, because we were all over them. But yeah, I agree that 8 on our end isn't enough. You need more guys willing to sacrifice the body.
Well, I mean, you're not going to win very many playoff games when you give up 5 goals, period.
No. Right. Like borderline any. Like,
yeah. Like 1% of games, if you still add in 5 goals, you're going to win. And it's going to be like a 6-5, 7-5 stupid crazy game. Like, at the end of the day, you cannot give that up. So PK's got to be better.
You know? I mean, yeah, like that's a big thing. But, I mean, the thing that stands out to me the most is like, well, Tampa had 14 – or it's a, Toronto had 14 penalty minutes. Tampa's 8. Poorly, poorly called game. And this is – I'm not being a homer here at all, because I look at yesterday where the Leafs also did not have a lot of discipline. They deserved the penalties that they got. That was a well-called game. That Clifford major and suspension was deserved.
True.
And Brody's penalty before that also deserved. So it's like, why can't we get consistency? Like you talk about consistency amongst teams, and that's what, you know, makes divides a great team from a good team is consistency. Where's the consistency in the refereeing, like from game to game?
I mean, no one's there to hold them accountable.
Well, that's the first problem, but it's like, why can't we get those refs from the first game to do the same job for the second game? Because I feel like it's a very different game if that's the case.
Have you looked at who the refs were? Because it's possible that they were the same guys.
Were they?
I don't know. I haven't looked. I'm just saying possible.
Now we got to check. Where do you even find that info? Because they make it purposely hard to find. I think you got to go to the NHL website. But I'll let you do that and I'll continue my rant. I think overall this game left me wanting more from some specific players. One is John Tavares. I think John Tavares needs to get his fingerprints on this series.
Yeah, definitely on the scoreboard.
In any way. I mean, he's just been kind of there.
Well, at least last game he made some like really solid defensive plays. Like tonight, other than faceoffs,
We know he's consistently going to bring faceoffs. That's great, but you're being paid $11 million a year. You need to be an impact player beyond fucking faceoffs, because Jason Spezza can win faceoffs, and he's getting paid league minimum. So you need to do more than that. You need to be a noticeable presence on the ice. So JT left me wanting a little bit more tonight.
I mean, yeah, no, I think generally that second line, like even Nylander, while I had like spurts, there wasn't consistency there either.
Yeah, maybe he's better when he does have food poisoning.
And the refs were not the same.
No, exactly.
Game one, it was Dan O'Rourke and Brian Poshmara.
Well, shout out to Dan O'Rourke and Brian Poshmara.
From Calgary, Alberta and Detroit, Michigan.
They were great. Like they did an excellent job.
And tonight was Francois Saint-Laurent.
Oh, he's a Habs fan for fucking sure.
Greenfield Park, Quebec, and Sackville, Nova Scotia. So
probably a couple fucking Habs fans.
Unfortunately, the Leafs record with him.
You should never have somebody from Quebec reffing a Leafs game. Like, seriously.
Leafs haven't had a winning season with him as the ref since 18-19. Last year, the Leafs were 1-3 in those games with these guys. 2 years ago, 1-4. And then 19-20, 1-2. And then 18-19, 2-2. especially with Saint Laurent, we're 1-3 and 1-4.
Well, you know, it explains why there's such a drastic difference between last game one and game two, just the reffing style.
For comparison, we're 0-0 for this year, but last year we were 5-1 with Brian Pashmara. And with Dan O'Rourke, we were 2-4 last year, 2-2 the year before, and 2-2 the year before. So pretty balanced.
You know, it's a problem when the main focus of our episode is the refs. I don't want to talk about the refs. I fucking hate talking about the refs. I want them to be a non-factor. I want the best team to win.
They were also really getting annoying in the face-off dot too. Like, they threw so many people out today. Like, they were like arguing with David Camp. I was like, what? Like, just fucking drop the puck. Like, even the, like, that's not even just, that's the linesman getting into it too, right? So I think it's like, as a crew, like, figure it out. Like, the one where the Mitch Marner was getting heavily pressured by Braden Point. And they're calling offside for like a minute, and then they still don't give the Leafs intentional offside. And then the Leafs randomly get an offside, and they give us intentional offside. And it's like, yo, what the fuck? What is happening?
It's some bullshit, man.
It didn't make any sense. There was absolutely no logic.
It was incredibly one-sided reffing. And I mean, I'd love to hear a third party opinion, because I'm sure I do have a Leafs bias, but that was, I mean, you just look at the numbers speak for themselves here. Like, but I'm sure I'd love to hear the third party opinion of like, you know, just a random NHL fan watching this game.
I mean, I think the first Wayne Simmonds penalty, for instance, that's just undisciplined.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I had no problem with the first one getting called as well. Yeah, he deserved it. He high sticked him in the face pretty hard. But the second one, where he's literally pushing Perry, Corey fucking Perry, off his goalie. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I also thought it was funny how long it took them to realize that too many men in the first period, too. Like, they had all six guys in their own zone defending against us. And it took them a bit to think, to like, oh, they have too many guys. Oh, geez. I mean, what can you do?
Dude, you know what would go a long way in the NHL? If they just released a public survey, how would you rate the reffing in this game? And just do a good, very good, neutral, bad, very bad type of survey.
See, but you know what you'd get on that. It'd be very bad across the league.
Yes, but
and they would look at that as a good thing because it's consistent.
No, but the good thing that would rise out of that is the odd time you would get fans voting very good. Like, I would have voted for the reffing last game as very good. But at least that shows them a demographic of the games that fans are pleased with. And the NHL can't forget that the fans are the ones who fund this whole fucking league.
True.
So you should consider their opinion when it comes to officiating. And if you like, that's a nothing thing to put out there, is to put out a survey on fans' opinions on the ref. And all it is a census. Get a feel for the water. Dip your toe in.
But do you really think Gary Bettman would do something that innovative? Come on.
No, that's the biggest. Well, that's it. It all starts at the top. And that's not even that fucking innovative. Who doesn't do surveys nowadays?
No, they'll send out surveys for if you like the jerseys they came out with this year, so they can make more money.
But they're not.
There's nothing about improving the product. Nothing about improving the product. Just about making more money. That's why they're considering the stupid fucking play-in tournament too. It's like, why?
Well, that's a stupid fucking idea. Play-in tournaments are dumb. Make it playoffs or no playoffs and keep it at that. Why? Exactly. Why complicate it?
On the bright side, at least Boston lost again. It's always nice to see.
See, Minnesota's up 3-0.
Yes, go mini.
I picked them in my bracket.
Same. So I need them to win. And I need Edmonton to like not suck tonight.
Yeah, 0-0. So. But it's just the first, so we'll see.
I feel like I might go back and watch that game.
Yeah, I probably will. I mean, that's going to be on for a while. So
yeah, we'll see. We'll see how long I last, but I'll try to watch that game. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's, you know, we're leaving Toronto tied 1-1. If you think about per four series, being tied 1-1 is, you know, not the worst thing you could have thought of after two games. The shitty thing is we have given away home ice advantage. So now we have to go and take one in Tampa on this trip. At least one. We start with game three and hopefully take both in Tampa and come back and close it out in five.
That's the Kawhi Leonard fucking mentality.
I mean, that's the mentality you have to have.
It is.
You got to believe you're going to win every fucking game.
That's the playoff mentality.
If you don't have the belief that you're going to win every fucking game, you're just going to lose.
Pretty much.
Like, job's not finished. You won one fucking game. Let's go to fucking Tampa and try to take one. And if you get one, then try to take two.
No. And you know, if I were Keith, I'd be drawing on a lot of the positives from this game. We were all over them
for the first period.
Yes. And even still, like,
they had a bad second period. Second period was a bad period. Like, they got out of shot 14-8. Like, it was just a bad period. Leafs were 13-9 at first, 13-11 in the second, but the 14-8 outshot in the second period. The second period, Leafs got absolutely fucking good.
Well, I think there's two things. You keep that same intensity on the offense because Vasilevsky, as good as he is, he's not going to be this good every night.
I mean, he might.
He might, but chances are he won't. If you keep this exact same pressure on,
chances are
he won't. The second thing is discipline. Yeah. Fuck.
Stay the fuck out of the box. Like, if we have more than four penalties next game, then we might have a serious.
I think it's time for Keith to start benching people who take dumb penalties.
Which seriously would mean Wayne Simmons is getting benched.
I would bench him, yeah.
So does Spezza come in for game three over Wayne Simmons because of a poor game?
I would. I think it's about time Spezza gets in here.
Maybe it'll happen. I mean, it could be Kyle Clifford coming back in for game three over Wayne Simmons.
Oh man, that I'm not okay with because I don't trust Clifford to not do that shit again.
Yeah. Exactly. But I mean, we know that Keith likes him on the fourth line, so I wouldn't be surprised if we see that. But I do agree. I think deserves a go.
Well, yeah, and especially after a game like this, there was nobody better last year at getting the boys going than Spets. So I think you got to get him involved in the series one way or another.
And he can help with that second unit, the second power play unit, because it's been fucking abysmal. Like, it's either the big boys are dominating or the second unit is doing nothing. Well, game three on Friday. I hope I can watch the third period.
But bro, I can't believe you.
I know.
By the way, Maple Leaf Square Sunday.
Yes, agreed.
Like, we got to jump on passes.
Agreed. 100% agreed. I'm getting mine for me and Carol.
Get as many as you can.
Yeah, whoever gets on, just get
it. I'm pretty sure it's a limit of four, so just get four. Yeah. And I'm going to try to get four as well, and we can bring people.
Yeah, no, I'm down. Yeah, because
they're hard to get.
It's supposed to be really nice weather, too.
Yeah, and well, that's it. They're hard to get. These are free. Just to be there, right? Like,
yeah,
they go instantly. So as soon as I get that email saying they're available, I'm jumping on it. You jump on it. We're going to be there.
Absolutely.
No matter what it takes.
Yeah, 100%. And if only one of us gets it, then we'll go with each other.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Ooh, man, he's on the power play. 4-0. That was quick.
Shoot.
I swear that was 2-0, like fucking 5 minutes ago. So, I mean, the question is, do you think the Leafs have the balls to go into Tampa and take at least one?
Absolutely.
Do you think they have the balls to take two?
That I'm on the fence about. They haven't given me any reason to believe that.
Yeah.
That takes a killer instinct to go. If you go into Tampa and take two, that is like, you got massive nuts.
That's big fucking cojones. Yeah.
That's the play for that. So I believe they have the capability to do so.
But as long as they don't get goalied again.
I'm happy if they take one in Tampa.
Come back 2-2.
Yeah.
But I'm scared of a late series.
Yeah, but hey, we can. Hey, if they take two in Tampa, then this team's built different.
But I feel like that's what they need to do, but we'll see. All right, well, we'll be back.
Buds and duds.
Oh, fuck. Buds and duds. I'm such a dumbass.
The buds. You're a dud. You're the dud of the episode.
Yeah, I'm a dud of the episode. Absolutely. I'm the dud of the captain. Duddy duds. All right, so should I start it off with the dud since I'm the dud?
Go for it.
All right, it's Wayne Simmonds.
Fair enough.
Two bad penalties, led to two straight goals by them. And that's it.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm going to go with John Tavares. I was thinking about Lyubushkin, but I did not agree with the second one. And I think the first one was also kind of questionable. And I love his style of game, and I don't want him to change that. So I think that's just that comes with that style of game.
John Tavares, 3 shots on goal, 9 for 12 on the faceoff, 17 minutes on the ice.
I'm not worried about his faceoffs. I think JT needs to bring more than faceoffs because that's not what he's getting paid for. And he's the captain of this team. He needs to lead by example.
Agreed.
Because like if he doesn't show up in this series at all, then I think you rip that C off of him and you give that to Austin Matthews or Mitch Marner. Because you need that C to be worn by somebody who's going to show up in the big moments.
Agreed. Yeah.
So
just like Matt's.
Exactly.
Just like
you think about Leafs captains past, excluding Dion Phaneuf.
Dougie. Wendell.
Dougie. Big moment, guys.
Yep.
So it's time for JT to play his part as the captain of this Maple Leafs team. And he needs a goal next game. Like, I'm just throwing that out there. Like, if he wants...
Game 3's got to be his best game.
Yeah. Like, he needs to be an impact player next game.
Yep.
He needs to show up in a big way. And, you know what? I'm confident he can do it. We've seen him do it before, but he's got to do it. That's it.
Yeah, and we gotta not let Victor Hedman have a 4-point night again.
Yeah, what the fuck? How the hell does a defenseman get left wide open in front?
Because seconds left in the power play, and they don't give a shit, so they're flying.
Seconds left in the period. Well, that's it. Play to the whistle.
Yep. All right, so buds. I'm going to say Michael Bunting.
Okay. I had two selections going. He was one of them, so I got my other.
Michael Bunting, first game back.
Scores a goal, nice goal. Big goal.
Definitely like getting in the face, doing all the Michael Bunting things.
All the things we wanted to see in
the, all, in the only Michael Bunting. The only thing that I would have liked a little more is just like a couple of hits, just like something, just, you know, but overall for his first game back, solid +2, just, you know, doing what you expected of Michael Bunting.
For me, it's got to be Mitch Marner.
That would have been my other choice too. So
yeah, I mean, his grandma's in the building and he played very well. He played a lot of fucking minutes tonight because the penalty kill played a lot of fucking minutes. Like they seem to do every fucking night.
Yeah.
But he also, you know, he assisted on the Bunting goal, beauty pass. And then he gets another goal to silence the haters for hating about how much he scores in the playoffs. Right. So that's the end. You know, that was still early enough that you could do something.
True. Yeah.
ultimately it didn't come to fruition, but I think Mitch Marner had a very good game. And I think if he plays like that every game, we're going to be in good shape. It's just the guys around him really need to clean up their act. I think we can expect a lot more from Austin Matthews and JT.
I will say one thing. When the Leafs were pushing there at the end, Tampa looked like they didn't know what to do a little bit. Like they looked like they were kind of holding on. Like if that was a game was maybe five minutes longer, the Leafs might have actually done the thing.
So if they cleaned up their act 5 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, that's the
little can they take that momentum into next game at least, right?
Well that's what I was saying.
There's a lot of worse if this game ended 5-1.
Well, that's it. There's a lot of positives to draw from this game, but they need to identify them, and I have no doubt that they will. But I think discipline is the top of the list there.
100%. Stay out of the box. This team will bury you.
Getting goal lead was expected because you're going against the best goalie in the world.
Which means you can't let in 5 goals.
Exactly.
Expect to get goal lead. But I mean, you still scored 3 goals, right? So like as much as we got goal lead, right? We can't let in 5 goals.
You figured it out eventually.
Yeah.
But the problem is 3 of the 5 goals are on the power play. And guess what? If they don't have those 3 goals, you win.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the difference. The PK. It was the star of game one and was the unfortunate problem in game two.
What bothered me a lot was that Camp one, like you Camp's pass to Brody without a stick.
Yeah.
So come on, dude, you got to look around. In fact, you should be giving him your stick.
Yeah. That was
the fact that you didn't realize he had a stick. It took you that long and then it led to a goal. Come the fuck on, man.
Yeah. That was
you got to have better spatial awareness than that. Because as soon as Brody lost his stick, you should have been the guy giving Brody your stick.
Yeah.
And then guess what? You know, you could kick it to Brody and he clears that puck and that goal doesn't happen. And that changed the whole fucking game.
True. Very true.
So Camp, come on, man. Got to be aware of your surroundings.
He's better than that.
Yeah, he absolutely is. And you can't put that on Brody. He's like, you're passing it to me. I don't have a fucking stick. So what do you want me to do? I can only kick it so hard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, game 3 Friday. Hopefully they can pull it out. And we knew it wasn't going to be easy.
No. And I'm not all that surprised, but I know you.
They've won 8 straight game 2s. Now 9 straight. So, like, this is what they do. We need to, reset. It's like now it's a 5-game series.
That's it.
That we have home ice advantage in. Sorry, no, we don't.
We kind of cuffed that up.
Yeah. So now we got to take one in Tampa, period. It can't come back here any worse than 2-2.
No. Nope. Just means you need to win in Tampa. And I have full belief in this team that they can do it. But it's going to be harder.
Yep. It's going to be a lot better than tonight. That's for sure.
Yeah. But I mean, it's small adjustments. That's it. Like, small adjustments really change the outlook of this game. And it all starts with discipline. So just stay out of the box, you win this game.
Probably. Yeah, that's definitely true.
But like, you can't, that's 2 straight games with penalty troubles. It cannot happen a third, or people got to start getting some serious benching.
I mean, I think that also depends on who it is.
That's also true. you're not going to bench Matthews if he gets penalty.
Exactly. I also think it depends on the type of penalty it is.
Yeah. Well, we have been notorious in the buds for fucking pointing out bad penalties.
Well, because they bury you, as tonight proved.
This is why all the duds have been usually people who have taken bad penalties. So,
Yeah, like you can't. This league is too fucking good for you to take bad penalties. And
no, it's and now it's beyond this league. This is the best team in the league we are facing.
Yeah. Can't do that.
Yeah, you will get killed real quick by doing that.
Sorry, the Leafs have 10 power plays. It's 6 last game to Tampa's 5. And then it was 7-4. So they're up. They are up, but not by as many as we thought. But 26 blocks last game to 8 this game. That sure seems like a big.
Got to help Jack out more.
Absolutely.
Because, and especially on the power play, because that's where, well, 3 of their 5 goals came from, right? So you got to get in front of those shots, got to be willing to put your body in the line. And we were praising guys for that last game. So I expect to see that a lot more in game 3.
All right. Well, we can call it there. And, you know, I guess you just got to always remember. And, you know, the fans, as much as like, you know, the Leafs didn't really give you a lot to cheer about it for a lot of the game. They were still pretty loud. I'll give them that. Especially like as you got to the end there and trying to rally the troops.
Like, you guys were cheering when I was sulking. So
yeah. Thank you.
And yeah. Well, for how much you paid for those tickets, you better be.
Yeah. But let's make sure we keep that energy over the weekend in the Maple Leaf Square. And then when we come back to Toronto on Tuesday, we're going to be loud as fuck again. And I want to hear all day long, go Leafs, go.